sit here a lot.
Okay.
And when he comes, I see what he does. And it's minimal. I mean, I've seen him take a spray can and go, psh, 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 and he's off the deck. And that's not enough to get rid of bees. We have pressure bees. They go up into our wood.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have found out that our grandson is allergic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's one up there. That's I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Day.
Yeah.
And he spends a lot of time down here, especially when he's in the building.
And they love that pool water, too. They
yes.
really do.
And
so.
It's, we're not afraid of the carpenter bees. They don't sting, but mm-hmm. we get yellow jackets and we get wasps. And that's my fear. And the other fear we have here is we have fear.
Mm-hmm. Ticks.
And that's ticks.
Yep. Exactly.
So those are our. And I know you can't do a thing to stink bugs, but they seem to be decreasing.
I'm knock on wood.
Yeah.
I jinxed it there.
Yeah.
We actually do treat for stink bugs, which a lot of companies don't. We actually, our typical treatment we use is going to treat for them. We do have an extra specialty plan with them that can take care of them more specifically, and it's a little bit more stink bug specific, just because they don't really have any predators. In the U.S., so they can just repopulate. Exactly.
Yeah.
And when we do something about it, they just smell. Because they set off those alarms in them, and that's when that smell, especially when you kill them, you notice. You try and vacuum them with the wrong kind of vacuum.
We have a special one. You see that jar over there by the TV?
Yeah.
The little jar that has Dawn in it, liquid detergent. What's the other thing you put in?
A little bit of water.
And a little bit of water, and it goes right up, puts it right in the jar, and they suffocate.
Perfect.
So we done
about 4 or 5 years ago, we were infested with lemon pigeons.
Yeah.
But that's in the house.
Mm.
So I'm not sure. And looking at this, you know, they have there's a basic cover and an expanded cover. So I'm not sure whether you have the same thing.
We are a little bit different than them, just because like I was telling them, we are family owned. And the two brothers that started it, they were farmers. So we don't do the shortcuts that a lot of the other companies do. Like Terminex coming out, I'm sorry? Bridgeport. Pennsylvania. Yeah. So then that's actually where we're headquartered out of. So we don't believe as a company doing the bare minimum. When you see our guy come out, you know, if you had any, like, we'll come out for specific problem areas, and then we're going to do the around the entire house. If you want us to spray around your shed, you can do it in your garage, inside. When we do treat inside, a lot of people opt out of it because they haven't seen much inside, but when we do, we actually don't spray around the baseboards. Nothing that, you know, she can get into. Yeah, so nothing that your grandson's going to touch either. It's going to be all underneath the sink in that little wall void back there, and that's where a lot of, like, when ants come in,
that's
they nest. Yeah, they nest in there, and they're going to nest. They're going to feed off that insulation in your house anywhere they can find it, and then once they run out, that's when you see them coming out and looking for food. You know, you leave, like, grandson leaves a cookie on the floor, and then all of a sudden you got a bunch of ants right there. They're not just coming from nowhere. They've definitely got satellite
yes.
nests around. Yeah.
We didn't have
Exactly. That's what we want to prevent as well. A lot of what we do is preventative. Because when you replace that really nice wood, or when you replace something, and then they just come right back, they're just gonna do it again. So, you know, if
I did have them come out one time. What happens is sometimes you get yellow jackets in gutters.
Okay.
And they did come out. I think I did call, or once they were coming out, I told them that the yellow jackets would come outside up above here.
We do use a lot of granular. We can do pretty much whatever you want.
Well,
whatever
I mean,
extent you're comfortable with, you know.
We don't have a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to prevent her from getting stung, especially in the deck area, underneath.
Of course.
And, you know, so probably have to deck.
Do you have access underneath the deck? Okay. Yeah, we can take care of it underneath the deck. It's gonna do a little bit of both. If the insect is there, it will kill it. But then, like, a lot of the stuff, like, when we treat up around the house, what we keep wasps and spiders away with, it isn't actually organic and it's a rosemary compound. They are gonna go, like, a lot of the time when we knock down a wasp nest, you notice it'll come right back in the same spot.
It's not
the yeah. We just like to repel
spiders,
them.
They need it
yeah.
for control, but we, you know, there is our space and their space.
That's exactly what I was telling your husband. I'm not an exterminator. We're not exterminators at point. We're pest control and prevention. So that's what we come out to prevent them from getting in your house, and if they have, we try to get them out. You know, we're going to be as humane as possible. We don't want, you know, mice coming in, chewing up electrical wire. We don't want ants coming in, chewing up all the nice wood you got, you know. You don't want to find any insects in there or any kind of rodents in there.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure what to do. We're coming up on a contract here. I mean, I do have to call camp. They are due out in June. Okay. To treat. But I've already had 4 treatments. I had, you know, June, September, December, and March. So I've had a year contract on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to cancel it and give you guys a try.
Okay. Yeah.
But I can't be guaranteed if I call them on Monday or Tuesday. And then have this special going on right now. So, I mean, if something's a problem, they will charge me a full.
I understand. And we don't want that. We don't want you to be overcharged.
I mean,
that's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. What he does, instead of they charge him once, he comes out, he charges every month.
And can we do that electronically?
Yes, we can. It's all we can do the auto pay with any card. That's your job. Okay.
I mean, they take it out. They just put it on the card.
Yeah, and what it'll be, before we come out too, we can come out in between services if you see any problems, like I said. And that's going to be free. You know, we're not going to ever, like, a lot of people after that year will still stay with us, and we don't sign another contract or anything. They just go the quarterly still, and they'll just pay monthly if that was what they're on, or they can switch over, but we're never going to charge you more. You know, I've heard a lot of horror stories about some of them where they like, oh, okay, well this, if you want to do this, this, and this, you know, it's going to be this much more, even though we have you set on this contract, you know. Obviously there are like there's 3 insects actually that if we do have specialized plans for, and those are the ones we charge more. But if you don't have a full infestation of anything, really our general treatment is going to cover basically all of it.
We haven't had anything. But I have noticed bugs in the sheds around the garage. I don't know whether we
can.
The big thing is the carpenter bees, especially our son's down here at the pool.
Yeah.
We have a bug around the pool. Now it's stung last Saturday,
and
he had to go on an ambulance because his stung.
Poor little guy.
But they're a little
yeah, I noticed when I was talking to him too, that's what he said. So I'm gonna talk to my wife. I said, it's completely fine, you know. What I can do for you guys, since, you know, you still need to call them and you're gonna call them Tuesday, I can set you up for this, and I can set you up for like Thursday, and then if something happens and you have to call,
I can't get out of it for another month.
Yes.
I'd have to let you know.
Yeah, and then you can let me know, and then I'll come back and I can still get you a good deal. It's not going to be as good as this 39. It's going to be a little bit more for that initial, but
now your initial one is $100 and some.
$199.
Yeah, that's your first one.
That's the first one, yeah. And that's usually the most in-depth. That's the one where we usually come inside as well. We don't have to come inside, but it's included. It's always going to be included for you. If you ever see anything inside, we come inside.
That's the first time. After that, it's just so much fun.
Yeah, after that, it's the same 39 every month. So that's not, I mean, when you think about it, it's really not too excessive. It's easier to just go, oh, okay, 39. Some people will pay quarterly, and they're paying on a bigger amount.
They didn't tell your company that when they go out and solicit, their initial charge was the same as the
Their initial charge was the same.
But, they, but again, they didn't do that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we got... But the carpenter bees go away.
They, you know, they are seasonal for sure, but when
I don't
they...
I where they go.
They go in the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a little spray thing.
Yeah. When they drill those holes, they do leave their babies in there. So come that next season, they're flying right out. Yeah, and then, you know, reaching full maturity as quickly as they can. There are some insects, they reach full maturity after being in less than 30 days.
Right.
And that's what we try and treat for. We don't want them to get to that full maturity where they can reproduce.
Being that we've seen a couple, we haven't seen that many this year. I have seen before. What do? Treat some of the wood. They fly in, or where they made holes.
Yeah, before. We'll definitely treat where anywhere they've made the holes and everything. We use a lot of like crack and crevice treatment if they're down somewhere you can't really get to yourself. And then what we ask sometimes, if you see them after we've treated and you see those holes laying around, try to fill them. Yeah. Yeah, try and fill them up, because they'll try and come back, and once our product biodegrades, they will, you know. But by then, it's not going to be the season, but it's just easier if you fill them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. But that's my concern. You know, what's it going to cost me to get out of the contract?
I completely understand.
And if I can get out of the contract without costing,
mm-hmm.
They're saying, well, no, you got one more to go. It doesn't look like I have one more to go. It's like I've completed a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so the big thing is what you're telling me in Delta Company, you're going to treat the beds
mm-hmm.
a little bit more. Now maybe it's just granular that you're putting out there. It's not a spray. You know, I don't know what you put in the holes or the cracks around the house.
We have ones that you can't, like, that you're not as easily accessible to. We'll put a certain kind of powder down. And that's just going to fall right down, and it's just going to settle. And that's going to be away from, like I said, the dog and the grandkids as well. So,
well, yeah, if we can do that, we'll give you a try. I mean, there's a little bit more. But
we do a lot more for
you. Tell the people, you know, basically the last time he came around, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's really required. Say you treat a little further out in the yard. They only did the bed.
Yeah, I understand. I've actually followed. I had the Hugh down on Wayne Drive. The guy serviced yesterday. I ended up getting back right as that tech was about halfway through the service. And I've actually never watched anyone be serviced, so I went through with him, and he was explaining it to me what he was doing, and you know how in depth he gets, what the standard is for that first initial treatment, and then afterwards, because you know, you get the same, you're gonna get the same guy coming out to you after that first initial one. When we get that, we have a lot more business during summer, so we hire seasonal people. But then after that, you're gonna have the same person coming out. So they're gonna know your dog, they're gonna know you guys. You know, they're all pretty friendly.
Call us, let us know they're gonna come out. Somebody's here. I don't know what we're doing Thursday.
Oh,
Monday.
Yeah. Mm. I'm doing two of them on Monday. One of them I'm gonna do at. I mean, you can call me for that. We do have the people we're coming for on Monday. We have one at 12 and then one at 1.
Yeah,
so
it would be nice to have it done in here, but Monday is a holiday.
I completely understand.
And you're working on a holiday?
Yeah, we work every day, except for Sunday. We work hard. Like I said, we don't take shortcuts. A good day for me where I'm doing the minimum amount of work is about 6 hours. And that's 6 hours of walking, six hours of talk. Yeah. I've got blisters on my feet. You would not believe.
Somebody pick you up?
Yeah, we do have... We drive out as, like, teams, and then we go to different areas and just talk to people in the area. Yeah, of course. Let me,